High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So it's just over a week since the part one of the three-part Zonder Commission report was released. And so much came out in that particular report. The MPA has now come out and announced that they are going to have a dedicated task force to respond to the state capture reports. I actually thought that was going to be the task of the investigating directorate, but it seems like another task force has been established. The report also had a recommendation in respect of the establishment of a new type of anti-corruption body, much the same as the anti-corruption task team, which is a multidisciplinary team made up of various law enforcement agencies in South Africa. The only difference being that this agency, as recommended by Zondo, would be independent of political interference, maybe along the lines of a Chapter 9 type organization, or perhaps something like the Competition Commission structures. Anyway, BUSA, the Business Unity South Africa organization, came out yesterday and said that they are prepared to offer assistance to the National Prosecuting Authority in respect of the prosecution of perpetrators of state capture. And they even went as far as to suggest that they would make available, I'm assuming, funding for the employment of private prosecutors or further capacitation. To help us make sense of this wonderful offer and to see whether it's realistic, we're joined on the air by Kaz Kavadia, who's the Chief Executive Officer at BUSA. Kaz, a very good afternoon to you.
Thank you, and thanks for having me. Good afternoon to you and your listeners.
Kaz, help us to understand. BUSA is a organization that represents big business. How do they plan on getting involved in this, what seems to be a suggested public-private partnership in the prosecution of alleged perpetrators of state capture?
Okay, so BUSA has at its members some small business organizations as well, so we represent business across the board, but be that as it may. Look, the report from Acting Chief Justice Zondo's Commission is quite clear that there is a significant onus on the National Prosecuting Authority to investigate businesses, government departments, state-owned entities, directors, and on the basis of the investigation, if they find a prima facie case, to actually prosecute, to then prosecute and do this as quickly and urgently as possible. But they also need to do this in a way that they actually do it thoroughly and prepare sound and good cases that good prosecutors can actually prosecute in court and make progress on getting people into jail effectively. Now, the NPA has publicly said before that they have a capacity and resource problem. What we are saying as business is that one of our members has already started speaking to the NPA, and we said that let's try to make that into a BUSA initiative rather than an initiative just by one of our members. And what we're saying is that we'll meet with the National Public Prosecutor and discuss with her, one, whether she is amenable to business providing capacity and resources without impinging on her independence in any way. And this is critical. We want to provide resources to enable her to act against perpetrators of state capture, both in the public sector, private sector, and in civil society. We don't want to, in that process, bring about further state capture or even any perceptions that we are impinging on her independence. So we will take direction from her. If she says, look, I don't think it's a good idea for the private sector to supporting the NPA, so be it. And we look at what we go back to the drawing board and we see how else we can help. If she says that, look, I do need the capacity, this is the sort of capacity I need, but I'd like to discuss mechanisms and a model that does not impinge on my independence. And if, for argument's sake, she tells us, look, can you put together a fund that's managed by, I don't know, Corruption Watch, for argument's sake, just as an example. We look at all those possibilities. But The critical issues are this. They need the resources. They must investigate urgently, prepare the cases, and take those cases to court for prosecution urgently, because that's what the public would be looking for, and I think that's what the commission says they should be doing. They have a problem with the resources. We are saying we'd like to help with that, but we'd like to do that in very close consultation with the National Public Prosecutor and take total direction from her on one, whether we should be doing this and how we should be doing this.
Kez, are you concerned by the NPA report today that they want to establish a task team to look into the first part of the three-part report by Zondo, considering the fact that that is actually what the investigating directorate was set up to do?
Yeah, look, I can't comment on that. I don't know enough about that. But that's a decision for the National Prosecuting Authority to take. If they feel that they want to put into place a particular structure to enable them to effectively respond to the recommendation in the report, then that is their prerogative, and we must respect that. That's exactly what we mean. We don't want to, as business, suggest it, let alone tell, but even suggest to the National Public Prosecutor how they should deal with and what structure they should put into place and how they should deal with the recommendations. That is their ambit, and they must have the independence to do that and make those decisions. All we are saying is that as you make those decisions, identify priority areas where you need resources, where you need capacity, and if we can structure it properly and if you are amenable to that, we'll do that. We don't want to, by any way, suggest to them how they should go about meeting the recommendations. We don't want to in any way talk to them about their structure. We don't want to in any way talk to them about how they go about their business. That is the ambit of the National Prosecuting Authority. That is Shamila Batori's responsibility, and she must have the wherewithal and the independence to fulfill that responsibility. All we are saying is that there is a supportive role for us to play from the point of resource and capacity. We'd like to discuss that with you.
Well, we really appreciate you updating us on this offer in respect of capacitation and support to the National Prosecuting Authority. And we hope to see more organizations coming forward and discussing opportunities of public-private partnerships in fighting this scourge of corruption. Thank you very much for joining us
this afternoon. Thank you.
Kez Kovadia is the Chief Executive Officer at Business Unity South Africa. And he was chatting to us about the offer made to the National Prosecuting Authority to assist with the prosecuting state capture perpetrators.